You're going to make me laugh again, Mr. Rhodes. The answer is still no. But why not? Now that Rhodes was in this far, his very stubbornness made it imperative that he continue. What's wrong with one group controlling the entire output of Kimberley, all four mines, and setting prices? It makes sense. Of course it makes sense, Barney said agreeably. There's absolutely nothing wrong with the idea. The only thing wrong is it's going to be Barnatu who controls, not De Beers. Besides, what would you buy me out with? Shares in De Beers? Rhodes was stung. What's wrong with De Beers' shares? He demanded hotly. If you don't know, Barney said calmly, then you haven't been watching the London Change. You've got diamonds, which are losing value every day, but you don't have cash. I've got diamonds and cash. You say you control the output of three mines, while I only have half of one mine. But to get that control, you put up too many of your shares. Your control isn't all that firm. Then you had to put up a lot of money for the equipment to dig into the blue ground and crush it at a time when machinery prices were sky high. You waited to dig shafts until mine were in operation, in the meantime continuing to work in wet claims. And when you finally decided that shafts were the way to go, it cost you three times as much to sink every foot than when I did. You were late and you paid for it, and you're still paying and will for a long time. You see, Mr. Rhodes... And you see, I call you Mr. Rhodes, not Rhodes. I know your business a lot better than you know mine. When a little outfit like ours can sell a few diamonds and make the great De Beers hurt, you're in serious trouble. Now, to get back to business, if you want to sell your controlling interest in De Beers, maybe we really do have something to talk about. Rhodes came to his feet, his temper now under icy control, since he now knew what he would have to do. It was what he should have done in the first place without demeaning himself, subjecting himself to the insulting behaviour of this obnoxious little kike. There was no need for the board to even know about it, but he had recognised the possible need for it when he had gotten their permission to handle things his own way if necessary. "You're making a mistake, Barnatu," he said coldly. "One more mistake won't kill me," Barney said calmly. "But I wonder if I could ask you a favour." "What?" "Don't slam the door on your way out."